gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev podcast. I'm your host, Gypsy Rose. Just kidding, not Gypsy Rose. I'm Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, Dylan Fields.
You got Dr. Pepper for me.
DTF.
You got Dr. Pepper.
I should have gave you a sip.
Oh, classic Gypsy Rose. I'm watching LSU come back right now to beat Wisconsin. There's 4 minutes left. LSU's down by three, and they just threw two deep balls to get to the red zone from, like, their own 10-yard line. Need them to win.
Yeah. Oh, did you put money on them?
No, it's just in my Bowl Mania. I had LSU winning this game, so they were 10.5-point spreads, like, a month ago.
Okay.
They're only going to potentially be up by four.
Yeah. I have some money on this Alabama Michigan game today. Really looking forward to that. And I debated on putting money on LSU today, actually, funny enough. I hate to say it,
but I think that this is finally the year Michigan goes all the way. I think Michigan wins this game, and I think that they're better than both Washington and Texas. So I think this is it. You just got to beat Alabama.
Well, yeah, I think the winner of this game is going to win it all.
For sure.
Which could be
very profitable if Alabama wins. And then I think LSU just scored. I think even if Alabama wins, they'll still be considered the underdogs no matter who they play, hopefully. Because I'm putting all money on whoever wins this game.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I put a decent amount of money on it. Nothing too crazy, but a little riskier than I'm usually doing.
And who do you have winning this game?
Alabama.
Okay. I was going to say, you've been kind of avoiding saying who you had winning.
Oh, yeah, no. I have Alabama winning this game. But yeah, you know, bowl season, it's coming towards an end. We're going to find out who's playing in the national championship. Probably by the time this comes out, everyone will know who's going to be playing in the championship. I'm either going to be happy that I won or really sad. So, you know, roll the dice a little bit. Make it interesting.
Roll them.
You know, got to make it interesting after that Ohio State game that we got this week.
Yep,
that was... And- Yeah, I fell
Again,
asleep during that.
Another reason to say I'm sorry to all my Ohio State friends, but in my Bowl Mania, I also had Mizzou winning. All along, I wasn't expecting Ohio State to do much.
Yeah, that's fair. I strictly stayed away from that game. I'm not going to lie. After that Michigan lost, I kind of forgot about them for a minute. Especially after all the transfer portal stuff, and you know, I didn't even realize that they were playing that day until the day of. Like, I didn't care. So I'm like, you know, I'll turn it on. I was doing nothing. What was it, Friday night that they played?
Yes.
I think. Yeah.
Friday.
Turned it on. Started watching it, and next thing I know, I fell asleep. It's halftime.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching the entire time until Mizzou scored their second touchdown, and then I just immediately turned it off because I knew there was no coming back. Fun fact, though, the last time Mizzou won a bowl game, which was 2015, their starting quarterback, Matty Mock, was still playing there, and I saw him play in high school. I've always had mad respect for Mizzou.
That's fair. They've had some solid NFL players make it through too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it is. Is he from Ohio, I'm guessing?
Yeah, so when I was in eighth grade, my school at the time was playing Matty Mock's school in the first round of the playoffs. It was definitely like a 1 versus 10 seed or 1 versus 7 seed. I forget how OHSAA does it. I think, isn't it 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was Division 4 or Division 5 at the time. Might have been D4. but Wellington was playing Kenton, and I think we ended up losing like 71-7. And Matty Mock just was a dual threat, launching the ball 80 yards down the field. And I mean, it was an electrifying game if you're on that side of the scoreboard, but I remember being in eighth grade thinking like there's no way I would ever compete with players like this. And I always followed his career from there on out. And then he played all 4 years after a red shirt with Mizzou and didn't make it out of there. So
Yeah. It's always
yeah.
fun seeing some of the people that we grew up with and where what they're doing now and if some of them are athletes or not. But yeah, we had some pretty interesting bowl games this year. A lot of upsets. Didn't really bet on too many bowl games this year. I didn't, at least. This is honestly probably the first or second bowl game I bet on. I don't even remember the other game I bet on. I think it was, oh, I bet on Georgia, Florida State the other day.
Really? I had a few money lines I added into parlays when I got some bonus bets. But the Georgia game, I did the over. I had 45 and a half points, and it hit at the beginning of the third quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, that game wasn't very eventful, and I guess it shows why the committee didn't want to put Florida State in. So I get that. Anyways, enough about college football right now, unless we get some live updates on that LSU Wisconsin game. Let's go ahead and get into some of the news that's happened this week. First, we had a huge just trade out of nowhere in the NBA. We had OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa get sent to the New York Knicks for RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley, which I thought
Yeah.
that was kind of out there and random. But it's cool, you know, RJ Barrett's from Canada. Emmanuel Quickley, good player. I know, I don't think you have you been watching much NBA at all this year or not really?
No, not much.
Yeah, when you.
I've been losing it a lot more the last couple of years. I mean, we brought up a really good point about Christmas Day, how it used to be about watching the Cavs and anymore, I've been losing interest.
Yeah, once the NFL started playing on Christmas, it kind of took that away. So that's the one thing. As much as I'm going to miss football, at least we still have basketball back up on. I feel like that's when a lot this like fan base starts to pick up anyways, because it's around All-Star break and you know the dunk contest and all the trades happening, and this is when the teams are making their pushes. So I don't really expect to get absolutely feel like full blown like only basketball until after football's over. As much as I love watching basketball, but Pistons finally broke their losing streak on Saturday.
Did you get your wing stop?
I did not. I actually fell asleep. I passed out, and Caitlin texted me then. Not text me. She woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, "Oh, the Pistons won." I'm like, should have told me we would have ordered Wingstop.
You had to be that night.
I thought so.
No, I thought they would have done it the next day. Interesting. Because if the game ended at like 10 o'clock, is Wingstop open past 10?
I think they're open till 11 or midnight. They're open pretty late because I know I ordered it once after a few brews.
Well, some people got their wings then.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, they the Pistons fed a lot of homeless people for sure. Good on them. Next, let's get into some football now. This is what we're all here for. Bears officially clinched the number one pick for the second year in a row, not with their own pick, but with the Panthers pick. After my one of my picks of the week absolutely flopped and shot back in my face. Yeah, we'll talk about that one later on in the show, but Wasn't too happy about that, and it looks like the Panthers owner was not too happy about that. Did you see the video?
Yeah, that was crazy. I can't believe he threw that drink at somebody.
Yeah, he threw it at a Jaguars fan.
Must have been super pissed.
Yeah. I mean, I know he has a bad temper, but damn. Did you ever hear the story about one of his competitors in business, what he did?
No.
I'd have to find the exact story, but basically he bought one of his competitors' houses that the dude used to live in, and just to make a point, he bought like this multi-million dollar house just to knock it down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, strictly to knock it down. Imagine
That's
having fuck you money like that.
yeah, to just waste away because you're not using it on any Panthers.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have used that couple million dollars to sign someone a little bit better than Adam Thielen. Because he's been the
Yeah.
only bright spot on this team.
That's literally it.
Yeah.
And they don't
And you
have
don't
a
have a first round
defense.
pick this year.
Nope.
Not at all.
Too bad.
And as we spoke on last episode or the episode before, Jaire Alexander now is maybe going to be getting cut from the Packers next season, depending on his $8 million roster bonus, which I think is pretty crazy because he's still really young and he's one of the best corners in the league.
Yeah. So this is all just because of the whole
Coin toss.
coin flip thing?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty huge. Basically, I learned more about it afterwards. Basically, he almost unintentionally let the Panthers receive both in the beginning and at halftime, the way he was describing it. So they never would have got the ball at the beginning of any half. So yeah, he's lucky that the referees let him take that back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the way he said it at first, his teammates were like, "What the fuck are you doing?" But yeah, any team that's able to get him is going to be very happy, that's for sure. Just don't make him a captain.
Yep, keep him on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needs to go play for the Panthers so that he's in Carolina.
There you go. There you go. Maybe temper can open that checkbook a little bit.
Yep.
Next, we have Russell Wilson, who's gonna be released by the Broncos in March. Apparently, there's a chance he goes back. I highly doubt that. But he's expected to have strong interest from three different teams, those teams being the Steelers, Patriots, and Falcons. Dylan, which one of those teams would you like to see Russell Wilson on?
I'd like to see him nowhere, but I think he'll be on the Falcons.
Yeah, I could easily see the Falcons. I could even see the Patriots, but I see that being absolutely horrible.
I see that being worse than Cam Newton going there.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a big fit, like a good fit. Because even
Yeah.
when Cam Newton was there, he didn't really, I don't know, I thought he changed as a person a little bit. He wasn't as much of a vocal diva as he was in Carolina. I just don't see Russell Wilson panning out with Belichick. But who knows if Belichick's even going to be in New England next year or not.
Yeah, he could be gone.
There's rumors of him being a Washington Commander. I'm trying to think of other teams that I heard. I know Washington's been like the strongest name that I've heard. Maybe even Vegas, but I think Vegas has their answer right now, honestly. I mean,
You think?
that team's played really good.
I really wish they would have won yesterday. We'll get into the games, but they were my underdog of the week to beat the Colts. This you just never know what Colts team you're gonna get, but no, the Raiders are a whole new team.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They just got to figure out the quarterback situation because Aiden O'Connell, he's done okay. He's also
Yeah.
shown some signs of, oh God, like, what the fuck are we doing? But yeah, I like the Raiders moving forward. I believe it or not, almost see them having as bright a future or a brighter future than Kansas City as of right now. Depending
Yeah,
on
I
what
think
Kansas City can do to
they're falling
rebuild
apart,
out.
unfortunately.
Yeah, they don't look good. But other than that, that's all the news that I had. I know the Bears are now talking about keeping Fields, and he's making it very difficult for them, which I'm glad because I don't want them to trade Fields and get Caleb Williams. I'm officially on that side.
I've been on the Fields train this whole time. I don't understand why people are trying to get rid of him when you could just go get him some weapons. I think you go get Marvin Harrison in the draft, get him some line. I mean, I think the Bears are on the right path. I mean, they've shown they can win games, and Justin Fields has shown he can play quarterback. So I hope that they change their mind and they look to just kind of maybe fall in the draft a pick or two and go after Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, I think that's their best bet overall. As much as people want to rave about Caleb Williams being a generational talent, you know what you're getting with Justin Fields. Are you really in a spot where you want to rebuild completely, or do you want to just build off of that roster that you already have and just make upgrades?
Right.
I think you've seen enough from this team this year and that this defense really stepping it up the second half of the year. And even putting themselves in the hunt at one point, though I believe they're officially eliminated now.
Yes. No, are they?
I think they're officially eliminated. But
No,
I
they
know th
all they are, yes. With the Green Bay Packers winning, yes.
yes. But they could still knock out the Packers
Yes.
from the playoffs. And we'll get into that game from last night. Did you get to watch any of it at all?
No, we were watching something else and I just didn't care to watch that game at all.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. But I'll go over that a little bit. I got to watch it at the bar. Let's see. Conference. Yes, the Bears are eliminated. Technically the Falcons are still in the hunt.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, but Tampa Bay really kind of shit the bed.
Which made no sense, and I'm glad I didn't bet on them, but it's just like how did the Buccaneers just fuck up so bad? The Saints, again, are another team like the Colts. I think they are the NFC version of the Colts right now, where you just don't know which version of this team you're gonna get. I mean, the Buccaneers have been playing good football, and Baker was just full of interceptions yesterday. It was just rough.
Yeah, it's officially the Forrest Gump of the NFL.
Yes.
You never know what you're gonna get. But
Baker
anyways,
Mayfield, you are a box of chocolates.
anyways, let's go ahead and get into this week's games. First off, let's go ahead and talk about our Cleveland Browns. Thursday night football officially clinched a playoff spot. Although we don't now have a chance at the AFC North, which I didn't like our odds on that. We officially have the top wild card spot
Yes.
in the
Yeah.
AFC. Very happy about that. We ended up beating the Jets 37 to 20, and I still don't think the scoreboard really does it justice at all, minus that first drive that the Jets had.
Nah, we fucking steamrolled them. That was amazing.
Yeah, no, that was absolutely awesome to watch.
Everybody that I was with at our watch party, because we sold our tickets last minute. We all had parlays live, and they all hit, all Joe Flacco related, and it was a very profitable evening, and it was a fun evening too. I just that was amazing.
Yeah, so far, anytime I've bet on Joe Flacco, I've hit.
Yeah, which is why I'm afraid to, because I don't want to hop on the train and then like the wild card game, him shit the bet or something.
I'm debating whether I want to bet on the Browns during the playoffs or not.
I think what I'm gonna do is just pick outright winners because I have a pretty good feeling of who's gonna win each matchup in the wild card. And I'm pretty sure I have a pretty good idea who's gonna win the Super Bowl if it's not us. I think it is an AFC team, but
AFC North team?
it is an AFC North team.
Yeah.
More to come in our NFL playoff preview episode.
Yeah, we'll be doing that next week after week 18. I'm still debating on next week whether we should for like the recap or no, it would be this week. It'd be this week. No, it would be the recap for next week. If we just go over the games that were like important or we go over the shit ones.
We could skim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read
'Cause
the
I'm
Cliff
like,
Notes.
okay, who wants to really hear about Jake Dressel?
Yeah, Browns Bengals is going to be a shit show. Like, we might lose that game, and I don't even care about it.
Oh, I don't care either.
Mean, we're 11-5. That's all I needed to see this year. Think
We got
about
the
it.
number 5 seed. It's not like if we lose, we're gonna bounce down at all.
Yeah, but think about this. Our entire life, we've seen 16 games until last year when they added the 17th game. So, say what you will, record's a record, but that game next week, you could even just wipe it off the board and we're 11-5. 16
Yeah.
games, 11-5. If we win and we're 12-5, that's even better, but I'm expecting the latter. I'm expecting us to lose. Because Jake Browning is more than likely going to play to spoil whatever you want to call it. It's the last home game. I mean, they're going to come out and compete. So
Yeah,
we'll
they have
see.
nothing to lose. So,
No, nothing.
as long as we can stay healthy, that's all that matters. But, you know, I'm honestly glad that the Ravens won this week. As cool as having the number one seed would have been, having that extra week to rest right now and not risk anyone else getting hurt is nice. At least for our state right now, like literally 20, what is it, 24% of our roster is on IR at the moment.
No, it's gonna be nice to get that rest.
Yeah, much needed for sure. But glad we finally clinched it. I have my Joe Flacco jersey coming in the mail just in
Nice.
time for the playoffs because they were so back ordered at the pro shop.
Nice.
Yeah. Next, this game was very controversial Saturday night. We had a matchup between the Detroit Lions and Dallas Cowboys, which the Dallas Cowboys came up on top 20-19. At the end of the game, I don't know what Mike McCarthy was thinking. Why didn't they run the ball?
Mike
They
McCarthy.
had.
Oh, you mean to then let Detroit score?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, they had the game. All they had to do was run the ball. They throw it 3 times in a row, end up putting it. Detroit runs down the field, scores a touchdown. And instead of just tying it up, they go for two, they get it. And the referees claim that they did not signal that the lineman was going to be an eligible receiver, even though it was clear as day that he did communicate that with them. And that was completely on the ref. I don't get why you don't kick the extra point after that.
After the first try, I think you just got to play it safe and go to overtime. I mean, any more in the NFL, you're going to more than likely get a second chance to score. So.
Yeah, I don't think going for two because they got called back a second time because they didn't get it, but Micah Parsons was offsides or call it offsides. And then they do it 3 times in a row. You just can't do that.
No. You can only get so lucky. That was the universe telling you to kick the damn field goal, take your points.
Yeah, and you know, I respect the hell out of him going for two the first time. Like, if you have that much trust in your team, like, fuck it, go for the win. Go for the win. But at the same time, if it gets called back, You just lost all that momentum that you had. Kick the field goal and go into overtime.
Yep.
Keep some of that alive. But that game was huge because Detroit technically could have been the number two seed right now, or even had a shot at the number one seed. I wouldn't like
Yeah.
their odds, but they could have at least been the number two seed. And that's huge. That's home field advantage.
Yeah, and the Lions of any team, they've had a great season, and I think that they deserve the number one seed, out of bias, but ultimately, I don't think that they're the best team. So it's more fitting for the 49ers. I'm so glad that the Eagles are now in the wild card. We'll see if their season gets spoiled or if they can come out and finish, and if the Cowboys can hold on to that number two spot. The NFC East right now is just so fun because I feel like it's so unpredictable with what's going on with the Cowboys and with the Eagles anymore. Same with the Chiefs, Eagles and Chiefs, two teams that were just so dominant last year, being the number one seed for both, and they're just so wishy-washy every week now.
Yeah, you just don't know what team you're going to get. That's how a lot of these teams have been this year, whether they were really good teams last year or what they are. You
Yeah.
just never know. It's quite literally any given Sunday. But
Gotta love it.
I felt bad for Lions fans. I still don't agree with the call from Dan Campbell, but it is what it is. You live and you learn. You clinched your playoff spot. Just time to move on. But anyways, let's go ahead and move into Sunday's games. We'll go ahead and just get this one out of the way. Ravens beat the Dolphins by a landslide. Absolute murdering by the Ravens. They win 56-19. Dolphins, they just show that they're frauds again. Last week for them, it was the battle of the frauds between them and the Cowboys. They came out on top. They play another good team in the Ravens. Flop. And
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson once again showed why he is the MVP this year
I
for
saw
the
a funny
second
meme.
time.
I saw a funny meme that said, all these reporters want to say he's a dual threat quarterback. Well, I need to see him run the ball before I can call him a dual threat. Cause he had an outstanding per passing performance yesterday. But
Oh yeah, he was dropping absolute dimes out there.
and they were wide open too. I mean, there was some real just I kept saying, oh my God, every time I saw Zay Flowers open, Odell, and Odell gets injured again. Just a great game. Likely was open a lot. Got to see backup quarterback come in, some backup offensive players come in. Mike White made an appearance, I believe. Wasn't it Mike White or is it
Mike White, yep.
yeah.
Yeah,
Tyreek, what
Mike.
was up with Tyreek? Did he get injured?
I don't believe he did.
Because I know he was limping early on in the game,
Yeah,
but he finished with 76.
he's been dealing with an issue
Yeah.
last couple weeks, but I don't think he left because of that. Maybe they were already getting killed that bad. But yeah, for what should have been a really good game, unfortunately, was not.
Yeah.
And I think there's a chance that the Dolphins don't win next week.
No, I fully believe that the Bills are on a roll right now.
Yeah, as scary of a team as they've almost choked at the end every time, they're in a situation right now where they could either be the number two seed or not make the playoffs at all, which is absolutely insane. Like, you could either be the number two seed in the whole AFC or just straight up not make the playoffs if you don't win this game.
Are you talking about the Bills?
Yes.
Yeah, the Bills.
Yeah.
But some stuff has to happen though. The Steelers have to win, and I believe the Colts have to win. There's two other teams that had to win if the Bills lost for the Bills to be out of the playoffs completely. But if they win, they're in.
Right. Right. Speaking of the Bills, they beat the Patriots in another close game, even though the Patriots beat them earlier this year. Final score was 27 to 21. It's games like this and last week that I'm talking about where I don't know if they could do it. I think they could beat Kansas City, though, just the way Kansas City's been playing, especially how they played this week. The Bills, they're so much better team than the Patriots or the Chargers even. I just don't get why they can't get it to all come together. But all it takes in the playoffs is just getting some momentum and running with it. And that's why I feel like there's so many believers in our Browns, because we have just all the momentum. It's like the world's in our hands right now.
Yes, it's the
But
Browns' team of destiny.
yeah. But the Ravens also feel that way too. Yeah, that 49ers win for them was huge.
1,000%.
But next, we'll go ahead and talk about this Bears and Falcons game. Bears win 37 to 17, had the whole stadium chanting for Justin Fields. I think they're all on board, and I don't think there's very many Bears fans that want Caleb Williams now, anyways. As we talked before, go for Marvin Harrison Jr. And then the Falcons yet again suck again.
Oh, I can't believe they benched Heinicke for Ritter, and then Ritter throws an interception on his first drive.
Yeah, they have to do something with that quarterback situation, because you can't just be going from back to forth, back to forth, back to forth. Like,
No.
you're never going to get anything out of that.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That would have been like, speaking of Ohio State, when we had the Cardale Jones and JT Barrett competition, where we would play
Yes.
one quarterback one half, the other quarterback the other half, and then it'd be, oh, you're starting this game, you're starting this game. You can't do that.
No, make up your mind.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't really have much to say about that game. Other than I do like the Bears going into next season a lot more.
Yeah, I mean they could easily win the NFC
I was gonna say double or nothing.
it won't be the Lions next year, I can promise you
So you don't think it will be the Lions
that.
next year?
No, it's the Bears. Bears are back.
All right. All right.
Bound to happen one of these
We'll
days.
say we'll think of something on that one. We'll think of something on that one. Closer to draft time, I want to see how the draft goes. Next we have the Colts versus the Raiders. Colts end up winning 23 to 20, keep their playoff hopes alive. I know both me and you thought that the Raiders are going to win this game, even though I did know that it was going to be a really close game.
I should have thought a little more with Colts being at home. Home field advantage does take a little bit into account. So just Colts came out to play.
Yeah, and I think these two teams are pretty even, honestly. Like, I don't think one's that much more superior than the other. Like, I think the Raiders would be just as good if they played in the AFC South as the Colts are, like, record wise, if they played their schedule. But yeah, I didn't really watch that much of this game. I just kept kind of looking at the score, and I was just curious if somehow, we were going to be playing the Colts over the Jaguars. Personally, I'm not really worried about either of those teams.
The Colts game was the closest that we had, when you think about it, to losing.
Yeah.
The Jags we were going to win as long as they didn't screw up, but we were coming from behind against the Colts and got lucky by those two penalty calls. So the Colts are actually a team I'm not concerned with, but I'm definitely watching for.
Yeah, I think I would much rather play the Jaguars, and we just got to pray that they don't choke against the Titans somehow. Because that would be the most Jacksonville thing to happen. But yeah, speaking of the Jaguars, they beat the Panthers 26 to nothing after I said that I thought the Panthers were gonna win this week.
Couldn't believe you said that.
You know, I was feeling confident. I wanted a good underdog story. I wanted a good underdog story. That, and I also want to see Houston make the playoffs too. Not that I really want to play them, but
Yeah.
because we got lucky that we didn't play against CJ Stroud.
Yeah, he
Even
didn't
though
look
I
all that. I mean, he looked good, but he didn't look all that great yesterday. He just seemed kind of back in rhythm. But definitely wish we would have played him to be able to say we beat a CJ Stroud Texans than what we did face.
Right. But yeah, with that said, Texans beat the Titans 26-3, not even close.
No.
And like you said, CJ Stroud didn't have to really play that amazing. It's just Titans are bad. And there's no way Derrick Henry's on that roster next season.
No, he'll be gone. He'll be a Ram, or he'll be a. I really do see him going to like a team, out west for some reason.
A team out west.
Or a Viking. He could be a Viking.
Yeah, I could see him being a Viking or some team that's wanting to be a competitor. Wouldn't even put it past a Chicago Bear, even for a late round pick. You know, if the Bears really want to take that next push.
Yeah. That'd be a nasty duo.
That would
Field
be.
Henry.
Well, that and you got Herbert too, as your backup running back, you know. You just have Henry in there as an extra weapon. I could see that turning out really well. Next, we have the Rams beating the New York Giants 26-25. This game was a lot closer than it should have been.
It was a lot of fun to watch, though. Of the upsets of the day, I thought that the Giants were going to make a comeback, and they went for two, similar to how the Detroit Lions decided to go for two to win the game instead of tie the game, and they fell short on tying the game. Or I'm sorry, they fell short on taking the lead late in the fourth quarter on a punt return touchdown, which was crazy. But hey. Rams live on. Rams, I think, secured a playoff spot with that win.
They did. Yep. They clinched officially the sixth seed in the wild card. So congratulations, Rams. Pretty good rebuild year, I would say. Or what was supposed to be a rebuild year.
Supposed to be a rebuild year, but they look like they haven't missed a beat.
Yeah. Next we had the upset of the week. We had the Cardinals beating the Philadelphia Eagles 35-31. The Eagles just don't look good, and I don't understand why.
I
And
don't know what's.
I think that Cowboys game really just set the blueprint up for everything.
I think that the Eagles have just run out of gas, and I don't understand what's going on with them. But it was funny to see Julio Jones get two touchdowns early on in the game. Definitely didn't have that on my bingo card for the week.
Yeah, his two catches were two touchdowns. In the first half. So that was cool seeing Julio Jones score a couple of touchdowns. I see this probably being his final year, if not one of his final years. He's what, 34 years old?
Yeah, I actually don't know how old he is. Let's
Want to
see.
say he's 34.
I'll take a quick peek here. Julio Jones, number 80. He is 34.
Yeah. But the Cardinals, like I've said before, I like the way they're going. Their draft pick's not going to be as valuable now, but I still like the direction they're going in. I think you got to continue to build around Kyler Murray, especially since you have all that money invested into him.
They're a similar team like the Bears, where I think you go around Kyler and you go around Justin Fields. You build around them, let him prove it, at least with, the Cardinals, Kyler Murray is under contract. Fields is out of contract for he's going for his fifth year option. The Bears do not have to keep him, but you would think that maybe just extend to 1 year, give it to him one last chance, see what he can do. If not, you trade him. I mean, they could probably get at least a second rounder for Justin Fields, early on next year. If for some reason they go off like 0-3, I mean, somebody will want Justin Fields.
Yeah, no, someone will gladly take him, whether it's a Pittsburgh or an Atlanta. Someone will gladly take him. Shit, maybe even the Rams, for all we know, with Stafford getting up there. Next, we have the Saints versus the Buccaneers. Saints come up on top 23-13. Dylan, I know you watched more of this game than I did. You said Baker was just throwing picks every left and right.
Well, it was not a close game by any means. Baker did only throw two interceptions. But the problem that I had with it was the Saints were up 20 to nothing in the third quarter. The Buccaneers didn't even score until there was 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So it wasn't really competitive until the end of the game when they finally woke up and Baker threw two touchdown passes, had a 2-point conversion called back, and then he just didn't get the 2-point, and their onside just didn't work out. But Buccaneers just didn't look like they had any life yesterday until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that's not good, especially with them competing for a playoff spot. I think both me and you can agree that we'd much rather see the Buccaneers play in the playoffs than the Falcons. And it kind of sucks that the Falcons still have a shot at
Well, what
getting
really
that playoff
stinks,
spot.
and I like Baker a lot, and I've always liked Baker, but now you're talking about the conversation of comeback player of the year with DeMar Hamlin, Joe Flacco, and Baker Mayfield being the top three candidates. I think Baker Mayfield losing to a divisional opponent signifies that maybe he isn't comeback player of the year. Joe Flacco coming off the couch, winning 4 out of 5 games, taking the Browns to the playoffs with a banged up team. A little better than him. Now the whole conversation then comes down to Joe Flacco, DeMar Hamlin. DeMar Hamlin died, came back. What? He's only
Played
played
what a game?
2 games, maybe 3 or 4 plays. And say what you will, if it's more about just like the idea that he was able to come back, I think Joe Flacco wins this award, but.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I personally think that Joe Flacco should win the award, and I know it's a tricky subject to talk about. But if you're talking about like the actual like comeback, I mean, winning 4 out of the last 5 games, coming off the couch, like that's literally what a comeback story is all about.
But that's another topic.
Yeah, complete other topic. I'm very curious what will end up happening when the award ceremony happens, for NFL awards. Next, we have the 49ers beating the Washington Commanders 27-10. Was surprised that the 49ers didn't put up more points than this. But I believe the over did hit, or was it just under?
I'm not sure about the over, but the spread hit. The spread was 14.5 points or 14
Okay.
points.
I
And
couldn't remember if it was 38 points or 37 points.
yeah, I don't. What does it say here? It might say something here. 49.5.
Oh, 49.5. Oh, it definitely did not hit.
No.
This
That
game,
was a bad game.
yeah,
Sam
this
Howell
game.
wasn't supposed to start. Jacoby Brissett was supposed to start, got hurt early on in the week. So then Sam Howell had to start, and he just didn't look good. I don't know what's been going on with Sam Howell. That's been weird. Like, he just doesn't want to be out there or something.
Yeah, it sucks because I really like Sam Howell. But this last month and a half, he has just not looked good, and he's regressed, if anything. I fear that he's losing confidence in himself, which sucks because I mean, at one point he was, top 5 in the NFL for passing yards. And he looked like he could be the Commanders' answer. You know, they had a lot of other things they needed to fix, but he looked like he could have been the quarterback that they need. And I don't know if that's the case anymore.
Yeah. He hasn't looked the same since the Bears game. I think that even though the Bears won that game, that was one of his better outings this year. I just haven't seen that much fire come out of him in the past 10 weeks.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully he'll get that figured out. But 49ers officially clinched the number one seed in the NFC
Yes.
for the playoffs. So the NFC runs through San Francisco this year. Next we have the Pittsburgh Steelers beating the Seattle Seahawks 30-23. This game, I saw the first drive from the Steelers and just had a gut feeling that they were going to win. Mason Rudolph, you know, didn't really put up numbers. He was throwing the ball pretty good. I mean, 18 for 24 is pretty good completion percentage for 274 yards. Najee Harris finally stepped up and had a huge day, 122 yards and two touchdowns. And then George Pickens with another monster game. It seems like every time he gets called out for doing something crazy, he has a crazy game like this. And now he's had back-to-back weeks.
Jersey Jerry put $20,000 of his own money to win Steelers money line. He sweat it out, and the Steelers pulled it off. Had I not thought about it a little more, I really just don't like to, pick the Steelers in any situation. I would have picked them over the Seahawks for some reason, because it just seems like one of those games where Mike Tomlin f always finds a way to have a, over 500 record. And I think this was the game, because he's probably going to lose to the Ravens next week. But ultimately, Steelers pull an upset against the Seahawks team. I'm pretty sure that puts the Seahawks in the hunt, but on the outside looking in, no.
Yeah, their odds are definitely not very good. But their odds weren't that great last year either. I think they're kind of in a similar situation as they were last year.
Yeah, they're 8-8. So
Yeah.
there's three 8-8 teams.
Actually, funny enough, same team, same situation, damn near.
The
Is
Packers.
the Packers, yeah. The Packers were ahead of them. Lions beat the Packers. Seattle barely beats the Rams and makes the playoffs. So technically, that could happen again this year. Do I like the odds? I don't know. I'd like to see more about this Packers Bears matchup for Week 18, and who Seattle plays the last week of the season.
I was just looking at a potential Miami loss, Browns loss, because we somehow clinched the 5 seed, but we'd have a tied record with the Dolphins. And if we were to lose, and so would Miami, their conference record would be 7-5 and ours would be 8-4. So that's why we would clinch over Miami. Just for shits and giggles, I just was curious how we were gonna some.
I wondered if it had anything to do with just matchups, because we beat certain teams that they didn't.
Yeah, definitely. And our strength of schedule was a little better than theirs, so that also comes into play. But
Next we had kind of a shit game. It was the Chiefs beating the Bengals 25-17. Patrick Mahomes did not look that great.
no. Jake Browning had better numbers than him in the first half and through halftime, I believe.
Yeah, and if it weren't for Rashee Rice and Isaiah Pacheco, they probably would have been screwed.
Yeah. And the Chiefs did come back from behind to win the game. It looked like the Bengals were going to be coming away with the win, but Rashee Rice got a really nice long deep pass took it to about the 10-yard line, and they found a way to score, and somehow the Chiefs are still alive. I would have loved to have seen the Bengals beat them, though.
One thing before I forget to mention it, I meant to mention this for the Cowboys game. I hate CeeDee Lamb. I played him in both of my Super Bowls. I played against him in both of my Super Bowls.
He was on our fantasy champions team this year too.
Yeah, so the one finished for my league, I don't know why my other league wants to do week 18. So it's a 2-week championship.
Oh.
I don't. Did you just see that?
The balloons.
Yeah. What?
How'd you do that?
I don't know. I wonder if that's on the recording or not. Zoom's
Well,
doing some weird things.
have you seen on FaceTime? If you do this on FaceTime, it creates hearts on the screen.
Really?
Yeah, that. And if you do a thumbs up, it creates a thumbs up. Sometimes it makes fireworks. It's weird.
I was gonna say I saw the thumbs up thing happen before, but
Yeah, make a heart with your hands sometime.
yep, it just did it. It just did it.
It won't work for me. Do the thumbs up. What the hell? That was fun.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, the
Anyways,
Chiefs go
how
marching.
Chiefs go marching 25-17. Next, I think that we both might have gotten this game wrong. I know I got it wrong for sure. I'm trying to remember what you had.
The Broncos?
What, yeah, did you have the Broncos winning?
Yeah.
Okay, then I was the only one that got it wrong. Broncos won 16 to 9 against the Chargers. Chargers fans are just in absolute hell and just want the season to be over already.
Oh, I had Chargers 3.5. Sorry.
Oh,
So
okay.
they did not cover.
Okay. Broncos though, this game didn't look like it was really fun at all.
No, not one bit.
Yeah. Shout out Jaleel McCoughlin for leading the Broncos in rushing, the Youngstown product.
Yes.
Or Youngstown State product, I should say. Other than that, there's not much to talk about this game. And then Sunday Night Football, the absolute slaughtering of the Green Bay Packers beating the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday night, 33-10. To cap off 2023. Jordan Love had a great game, 3 touchdowns, 256 yards. Jaden Reed made a late game push for me for my one league for the Super Bowl with 6 receptions, 89 yards, and 2 touchdowns. This guy, Bo Melton, led the Packers in receiving, actually, though, with 105 yards and a touchdown, which I thought was interesting. And then Aaron Jones had a magnificent game. The Vikings just had no answer whatsoever. They ended up playing Nick Mullins after starting Jaren Hall. Didn't look like Hall played for very long. But they just struggled the whole night. And their season is toast.
Toast.
Yes. I will say that I am impressed that they did finish out 7-9 though, with Kirk Cousins going out and they were already with a pretty bad record.
Yeah.
But Packers very well could make the playoffs, and I think they will. As long as they can beat Chicago,
Which
which
I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's a pretty good matchup, and I think that's going to be one of the ones that I'm definitely going to want to watch next week.
Week one rematch, the Packers slaughtered the Bears. I think that this game is a lot different than week one. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to see. But other than that, that's going to go ahead and do it for this episode. Looking forward to getting week 18 out of the way. So that way we can start these playoffs.
Playoffs.
You talking about
Playoffs?
playoffs?
I just hope we win a game. Playoffs. Make sure you responsibly gamble this time of year. This is a very sensitive time of year for us, as we have had loved ones just go missing. Somebody please bring the lad home. We don't know where he is or where he's been. We hope you have a profitable New Year's. Go blue. I'll never say it again, but go blue.
Oh, okay.
Call
Roll Tide.
1-800-GAMBLER. Love you guys.
Yep, and make sure you like and subscribe if you enjoyed this episode. And make sure to stay tuned for more episodes in the future.
Thanks
Peace.
for watching.